Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the LA Lakers and the Minnesota Timberwolves. LA comes in with a record of 38-38. Minnesota is 39-38 on the year. Over their last 10, LA 6-4 and won their last game. Minnesota, over that span, 5-5, lost their last contest. Here are the numbers. LA averages 116.4 and surrenders 116.6. Minnesota scores 115.7 and surrenders 115.9. Turnovers 13.6 per game by the Lakers, 15.4 by the Timberwolves. Minnesota is 49.1% from the field, while LA is 47.9%. 3-point shooting, 34.2 for the Lakers, 36.2 for Minnesota. And Minnesota shoots 75.6% from the free throw line, while the Lakers shoot 77.6%. Bench scoring, 40.5 points per game for the Lakers, while Memphis scores 35.4 per game with their second squad. This will be the third time this year these two teams are playing. The Timberwolves won the first two games. They are home. Anthony Edwards is listed as day-to-day. Mo Bamba out for the Lakers. And otherwise, everyone's pretty healthy. So we'll see how this one plays out. I got the Lakers. They're talking better. They're looking more confident lately. Davis played great, finally, with LeBron on the court. So you expect maybe they've maybe figured something out. We'll see. This is an important game for both teams. This is a big one. But I'm going to go with the Lakers here on the road. And that'll do it for our on-court look of LA and Minnesota coming up. We'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Minnesota Timberwolves. The lines are currently open in the favor of the Minnesota Timberwolves at home, sitting at 1 overall on the spread with the over-under of 232.5. Now, when we look at these two teams on offensive end, the Lakers right now are a top 10 team when it comes to points per game, currently right now ranked at number 10, averaging 116.4, while Minnesota is just sitting outside the top 10 right now, currently ranked 12th overall in the NBA, averaging 117.7. Now, on the defensive end, these are two kind of middle-tier, bottom-tier type of teams when it comes to that. The Lakers right now are currently ranked 21st overall, averaging and allowing 116.6, while Minnesota right now is currently ranked 18th overall, averaging 115.9. Now look, if you add this all up together, you're just looking at the under in this game, and I would consider taking the under in this game. If you look at the last five games in Minnesota alone, the under has been favored 5-0 in that category, so I would definitely lean and take the under in this game. Now, some players I'm definitely going to be watching right now is Anthony Davis right now. I mean, he's been on a tear right now. Currently right now on the point side, it's sitting at 28.5, and it's sitting at 11.5 in the rebounding numbers. Now, I would definitely lean and take the over on the rebounding numbers right now, because the reason why right now, the last 10 games have been averaging 11.8, close to 12 rebounders now. So I would definitely lean and take the over on the rebounding numbers for Anthony Davis. They have no center depth right now, and you're going to need someone to get those rebounds for the Lakers right now. And if you look at the last time he played Minnesota, he did drop 38 points, which is another reason why I would lean and take the over on the points for AD. Now, one play I'm definitely liking of late is Karl-Anthony Towns right now. Now, currently right now, it's sitting at 20.5 overall. This man's season average around 20.7. His last three games, he's been averaging 20 points around that number. But the last time he played the Lakers, he did have 21 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists. I'm leaning towards he's getting more back into his mode right now, and I would take the over on the points for Karl-Anthony Towns. Now, when it comes to this overall spread, I know right now Minnesota is actually a little bit better than they've been 5-1 against the spread in the last six games against the Lakers. However, I would probably lean towards the Lakers right now. I think now with their teams getting more fully healthy and they're finally all playing together right now, you haven't seen this team play fully healthy together. Now you got D'Angelo Russell, LeBron's back, and AD. I do like the Lakers here in the spread here and to win this game actually. And I like the under in this game as well. That's our look at the Los Angeles Lakers and the Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.